Blog Talk Radio.
Now it's time for some mind, body, and soul food with host Tanya Parker. Welcome to the Daylight Savings Time episode of Mind, Body, and Soul Food. I am your host, Tanya Parker, here to dish up some deliciously delectable, consciousness-raising creations for your mind, body, and soul. I think that our wonderful singer, Gay Adegbolola, was on Daylight Savings Time because that music did not want to start, and it did not want to stop. It just continued with its own hungry woman blues. And hopefully we have the cure for that on this show, where on second Sundays at 6, we serve up a big dish on natural and holistic healing to feed your mind, body, and soul. Oh, let's start off this evening by talking a little bit about myself. Spirit has called me to work within my practice and ministry, Mind, Body, and Spirit Works, to facilitate restoration of balance to mind, body, and spirit through divinely inspired holistic healing and education services. My healing and teaching table has served up a whole lot of offerings over the years, and one of which is Mind, Body, and Soul Food, which provides an opportunity each month to feed our listeners with mind, body, and soul-nourishing information as we give voice to the vision of truly gifted holistic healers and light workers. I would like to thank all of you listeners who support and sustain the show. We are just under 40,000 listens to date, and we continue to grow. Also, a big thank you to those who listened in last month, well over 4,000 listens, to hear humorist and author Art Klein share his wit and wisdom from his book, The Art of Living Joyfully. It's getting mega hits on demand here on Blog Talk Radio. So we're all just getting started adjusting to daylight savings time, which, despite our snow a few days ago, is a major precursor to the arrival of spring. So tonight's guest comes at the perfect time as we prepare for spring and the cleaning that is common during that time. She will share with us how to clear internal and external clutter to spring forward. I'd like to extend a warm mind, body, and soul food welcome to healer, light worker, teacher, writer, Felicia Messina Dehaiti. Hi, Felicia.
Hi, Tanya. Thank you. I'm so honored and excited to be here today.
Well, I am so glad that you're here. I haven't chatted with you since we last saw each other. We were both presenting at the On Purpose Women's Networking Conference back in October, and I remember sitting in on your wonderful workshop, and I was so glad that Spirit had led me to ask you months and months and months ago if you would be on the show. So let's start off by having the listeners learn a little bit more about who you are.
Okay. Well, my name is Felicia Messina Dehaiti. The name of my business is Soul Transformations. And one of the goals of my work is to assist people in removing the layers of stuff that prevent them from achieving their dreams and to help them to live a more balanced and fulfilling life, whatever that means for them, because it'll look different for every person. And I do this through feng shui, soul coaching, dream coaching, Reiki, space clearing, oracle card readings, and combinations of all of the above, depending on what will most benefit the person I'm supporting.
Felicia, one of the things I love is that you wear just as many, if not more, hats than I do, but it all melds so well together.
Yeah.
Now, you know our topic tonight. We're talking about this clearing your clutter, both internal and external. And I know that you have a unique perspective with so much, so many different trainings and experiences in your background. And in the past, I have had someone on the show. It's been at least 2.5 years, perhaps, since someone came and spoke on feng shui. So we have a lot of new listeners since then. Could you explain what feng shui is?
Oh, sure. Feng shui is the practice of arranging your environment so that energy, also called qi, flows gently and smoothly throughout your home or your business. Really, it's about learning to arrange your environment so that you're living in harmony with the environment and also creating an environment that supports who you are today, but where you want to see yourself or where you want to be like 5 years down the road.
Mm. I've never heard it put like that, and that makes so much sense. I know you see a lot of little messages going around, and people talk about you don't want to spend too much time in the past. You don't want to spend too much time focusing on the future. You want to live in the present moment. But I like that concept of feng shui, where it's supporting you now, but also supporting your growth for what it is that you envision for yourself. And, you know, that other hat that you wear, the soul coaching, I have to tell you that that is something that is new for me. Prior to meeting you and reading your information, your bio, I wasn't familiar with the term. So what is soul coaching exactly, and how does that tie into the decluttering work you do?
Soul coaching is a system of coaching that was created by Denise Lin. And the aim of soul coaching is to align your inner spiritual life with your outer life. So through soul coaching, you learn to clear away not only the physical clutter in your life, but also the mental and emotional clutter. So you can hear your own guiding messages from within and messages from spirit so that you know basically what you discover your purpose and your mission in life. So it's helpful to engage in different aspects of soul coaching and then bring them forward to help you to design the environment, the outer environment that will support you too.
Ah, okay, that makes sense. Well, speaking of our environment, and, you know, I have a confession here, and this isn't the first time I've said this on this show, and I am saying this with full knowledge that in the queue of callers, I see my mother's number. So I grew up in a household of clutter bugs, and I have fought this disease of clutteritis for years. And I'm not one that has a lot of physical clutter around me, in a sense, but I do know my mind can get cluttered, and I can be a paper clutterholic. I got into a debate recently about the definition of clutter. How do you define it?
Clutter is anything, including objects, overbooked schedules, thoughts, emotions that do not serve you. Specifically with objects, is anything you do not love, use, or want. Things that are, you know, broken, things, anything that's in your environment represents an energy. And the more stuff you have in your environment that you're not using, even though, you know, you might be used to seeing it in that corner or used to seeing it, you know, the piles, wherever they might be, subconsciously it's registering in your mind as something that's either a burden to you or something, oh, I have to get to that one day, or guilt, or, you know, whatever it might represent for you. But it's something that's not allowing you to bring more things into your life because you're already kind of full of stuff.
Ah, okay, okay. And I know I've heard this in a lot of the spiritual teachings that I've followed. It's important to create a void in order to allow room in for that which you most desire. Because if things are too full, there's no room.
Right. You're telling the universe, well, I already have enough, so don't give me anything else.
Okay. Got you. Got you. Well, you know, thank you for clearing that up. Because now that I think about it, the debate, I think we both won the debate. We both were right about what clutter is. It certainly encompasses a lot. What have you found to be the relationship between clutter in your physical space and mental, emotional, and spiritual clutter?
Generally, we project our inner thoughts and emotions on our physical space. And our physical space becomes an extension of ourselves. So if you look at your home, you might have, like if you have a lot of stuff in your hallways, you might feel like you're constricted in life, or you can't move the way you want to move, or you can't move into a new job. Because you somehow feel trapped or it's hard to move through passages. If you know, think about when you go away for like a retreat or a conference or a vacation and you feel renewed and spiritually alive, and then you come home and somehow after a few days you lose those feelings of renewal and the goals you set for yourself. It's because the environment that you have at home is set up in terms of how you were previously thinking and doesn't reflect the new thoughts that you picked up or the new feelings you got while you were away.
So, you know, I'm thinking back to various times when I've had these, I'll call them mountaintop experiences, maybe going away on retreat or, you know, really immersing myself in spiritual practice and then, you know, returning home and feeling out of sorts in some way.
Mm-hmm.
So that physical environment is no longer supporting me because the me is different. There's been some shifting and changing. Okay. Well, you know, what can a person expect when they start to clear the clutter from these different aspects of their lives?
They can expect, well, it's very important to clear with intention. So
if
your goal is to maybe move into a new job or to gain more clarity in your life, create an affirmation or an intention when you begin to clear. So, you know, you might say something like, all my needs are being taken care of as I follow my higher purpose, or as I clear my space, I make room for prosperity and clarity, or whatever it is you want to bring into your life. So start with the intention and then decide where you want to start in your home with your clearing. And don't clear too much too fast.
Okay. I'm
so
intrigued. I'm intrigued by that.
Oh, let's say you know, growing up or whenever you had a diet of junk food all the time, junk food, soda, whatever. And then all of a sudden you decided you wanted to live a healthy life and or healthier life. And the next day you started eating all fresh foods, all, you know, water, fresh foods. Your body's going to kind of go into shock because it was just too much too soon.
Right.
So it's kind of the same thing with clutter. Like you don't want to clear out too much stuff too fast because changing that much energy in your life too fast might kind of send your system into a little bit of a shock. So you want to take it nice and slow and systematically. And then just go through asking, you know, looking at objects, thinking about, do I use this? Do I love it? Is it, you know, is it broken? Am I keeping it because I might need it just in case, you know, in the next 100 years? Or, you know, do you have a stack of like 50 magazines that one day you're going to read? I mean, just think about what do you have time for in your life and what's really necessary to bring you where you want to be in life.
I just had a visual of all of these massage magazines that come each month or however often they come, and I don't read them. And they're just stacking up, and periodically I've purged over the past 13 years or so that I've been a massage therapist. And I am just seeing my recycle bin fill up with these magazines. I have had that type of relationship with them where I think one day or there might be a nice article in there that I might refer to at some point, and they really are taking up space. And
yeah,
I'm not,
and they're not
to get to them in the next 100 years.
Yeah. And it's not only, it's taking up physical space, but it's also taking up mental and emotional space because, you know, how do you feel every time you look at that stack?
Mm-hmm. Burdened.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. That's making sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have some callers, so let's pause right here. And if anyone wants to call in to ask a question of Felicia Messina DeHaiti on clearing your internal and external clutter to spring forward, you can call 917-889-7806. Again, that is 917-889-7806. And make sure you follow the prompt to talk to the host so we'll know that you want to go live on the air. And so I see my favorite listener, and I can play favorites because I do believe it must be my mother. So from the 804 area code, hello, you're live
hello.
On the air.
Hello.
Tanya.
Hi. I've been listening until I received a phone call just a little while ago, and I missed out on 5 minutes.
Oh, no, I bet it was the most crucial 5 minutes.
I guess so, because you know about my clutter, and that's why you were interested, were concerned, and you were determined that I would be listening in today. But I need, you know more than anybody else. You mentioned your magazines, my magazines, because of the recipes. I'm gonna get around to this recipe, and I have more magazines than more recipes than anybody would ever need, and I'm getting rid of gradually my newspapers, you know that, but there is so much external clutter.
So do you have a specific question for Felicia and how she could perhaps support you in your decluttering?
Well, I may have missed out on some main details that she had, but just I need, if something's specific in just decluttering with the magazines and newspapers, I'll start with that. That would be a good start, Tanya, right?
Right, okay, great, thanks. So, Felicia, do you have any help for my mother and, as an extension, me? I also confess to having a stack of magazines that I need to declutter. What are some good starting points to release those?
Well, looking through, if it's just like a page that you want or one article that you want in the magazine, just go ahead and cut it out and throw away the rest or recycle the rest. And then maybe make a plan in your schedule to, you know, this hour every day or this 15 minutes every day, I'm going to go through and read these articles or look at these recipes and think about, am I really going to use this? Because chances are if you haven't used something in or haven't even looked at something in 6 months, you're not going to. One strategy that you could try is boxing up things that you haven't used in a while. Don't write what's in the box, but seal up the box, put the date on it, and then 6 months from that point, look, you know, you see the box, you see the date. If you haven't even thought about what might be in that box, just get rid of it. Don't open it back up because then you're going to find a reason to keep whatever's in there. but just give it away or recycle it.
Another thing is obituaries.
Only my mother. Okay.
I think my mother did that too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But the problem is, as a former church clerk for 38 years, now the people will come to me. They know that I had the answer. This is a question about a family and so a date and so forth. Yes, they know I have the answer, and I do. I hate to say so because it's stashed away in my clutter of obituaries.
Oh. Is there...
It's number that's close to 1,000.
Oh, wow. you could either put those into, like, a book
mm-hmm.
so they're more organized or a filing system if you want to keep them. If you have access to a scanner, it might be easy to scan them, and then you could have them on file.
I don't, but maybe I could arrange that.
Yeah, maybe somebody could do that for you.
I have to do something.
I think I'm volunteering my sister to arrange to help you scan those 1,000 or so obituaries and coming up with an electronic file where you can easily access them. That makes a lot of sense.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Felicia, for helping my mother out.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right. Take care.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, callers, we're at 917-889-7806 if you would like to clear your internal and external clutter with Felicia Messina DeHaiti. All right. Now, I know you've worked with a number of clients, Felicia. Can you share some examples of how decluttering has improved someone's life?
Sure. One client who comes to mind first is a woman who wanted she was looking for new job opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
So we worked on identifying, and she had a lot, for her current job, she had a lot of like computer files, physical files, everywhere. So we looked at identifying what work and computer files that she was holding onto that she didn't need and that didn't represent the new job opportunity that she was looking for, because she was looking to change her path in her business or in, you know, her job. So we cleared out, you know, computer files, some of which were like 10 years old, that she didn't need anymore, any files that had to do with old projects and things like that at work. And then we also looked at different areas of her house where she had things that represented her current job, but not the new direction she wanted in her mm-hmm. life. And we rearranged some things in her home, looked at going back to feng shui, if you look, there's an energy map called the Bagua, and there are 9 areas in the Bagua that represent different areas of your life. So there's a career area, which is located near the front door of your home. And there's also a fame area, which is located near the back central part of your home. The fame area represents what you want to be known for in life. So we looked at, you know, what kinds of objects and thing clutter she may have had in the fame area and also near the front door. And once, you know, we made adjustments, she cleared out everything she didn't need or didn't represent her new career path that she wanted. And then within 2 weeks, she got a phone call to begin a new, like, dream project that she wanted to work on.
I love that. And I have to tell you, as you were describing that situation, it was really resonating with me, thinking about the different career hats that I've worn and the wonderful projects that I've worked on, though I doubt if I will do those again or need that information. I still have some computer files, and I still have some physical files of that. And, you know, this is inspiring me to release some of those as well, to create room for the new energy that I do desire to come in. We have another caller from the 202 area code with a 569 exchange. Caller, do you have a question for Felicia?
Yes, I do. My name is Ashley, and I was wondering with the external and internal clutter spring cleaning, can you deal, like, not just with objects, can that be in comparison with people as well?
Oh, yes.
Ooh, good question, Ashley.
Looking at relationships, you can look at, do you have positive relationships in your life? Do the people that you surround yourself make you feel good, make you feel like you're going where you want to go in life, or do you feel like every time you're around them, they're sucking your energy out, or they're making you feel depressed or bad, or, you know, because there's some people in our lives that just suck energy.
Well, I'm a witness. There have been.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's several, you know, depending on what the relationship is, you can kind of, you could either, like, quietly remove yourself or if it's something where you need to actually speak to the person and say, you know, I need some time away from you, or we need to distance ourselves, you know, however you need to do that. Getting, you know, clearing yourself of people that do not bring you forward to your best life could be another aspect of clutter clearing.
Mm. So, Ashley, it sounds like you may be considering clearing out some clutter in the forms of people.
Yes. You know how they say, got to get rid of the old and bring in some new.
All right. So that's something to think about. Do you have any other questions, or does that answer your question?
That answered my question.
Okay, great. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
All right. Ooh, that's a good one, Felicia, about clearing the people. Because everything is made up of energy, including people. And so it's all about what is supporting you energetically and what is not. But I think that's a hard one for people, don't you?
It is. That might be the most difficult clutter clearing that you might have to do, especially depending on, you know, who the people are. Like if it's somebody who's in your family, it might not be so easy.
Right.
But think, if you think about, like, let's say the person is in your family and they come to visit, do something. You can't avoid being around them. Do something that you enjoy while you're with the person, like say, oh, let's go for a walk, or, you know, be out in nature, or be in some kind of environment that supports you while you still might have to deal with this not-so-positive person.
Because some people we really just can't get away from, and we know we're not going to change them, and it's not as if we can just let them go. And, I mean, there are some people that we can just let them go, but others, we're stuck with them. So that makes sense to find some ways to practice self-care while in their presence. Okay. Do you have more examples about decluttering and its impact on someone's life?
Yes. There was another client who wanted to bring more abundance into her life. She specifically wanted to focus on financial abundance.
Mm-hmm.
But abundance can mean, you know, abundance of friendship, abundance of opportunities, you know, anything in your life that you want more of. So we focused on, again, we started with the abundance area of her home, which is the typically the back left corner of your home when you're facing the home. And we started there just clearing out the clutter. And she had a lot of projects. Like, she liked sewing and quilting and, you know, making things with her hands. So she decided that was going to be her project corner. So in that corner, she had fabric, materials, yarns, like everything was just kind of chaotically there. So we worked on clearing out the projects that she wasn't going to finish.
Okay.
The ones that, the supplies that she was keeping, you know, just in case I might need that in, you know, 10 years from now. And we worked on, you know, after we cleared out the stuff she didn't need, we worked on organizing and moving around the supplies she had to a different part of her house. And then we set up a nice little altar or station in the house that represented for her abundance. So she put some things, she put a purple cloth on the table, which represents abundance. And she put some pictures and images that for her represented abundance in her life. And then for her, within a month, she was offered a raise.
All right.
At her job. Yeah, which was really great.
Oh, wonderful. It's interesting, as I hear you talk, I'm just having all of these ouch moments where, you know, and I'm wondering if, you know, perhaps that was one of the reasons why I was directed to have you on the show, because this is for my healing as well as for the listeners, definitely opportunities for me to pay attention and to declutter. Certainly that's been a process I've been going through too. Wow. So, you know, there's clutter in all sorts of areas, and there are opportunities for growth in all sorts of areas. So do you ever do, like, decluttering with, like, love relationships? Like, if people are in, I don't know, maybe if they're in abusive relationships or relationships that are not working and they want to bring in abundance in another form. I don't know. I know you were talking about the Bagua and that there are 9 different areas. I just know there's the relationship Gua, the love and relationship Gua, and I just didn't know if you did any work around that as well.
I have. I haven't, let's see, one client I'm thinking of, she just wanted to bring in a new relationship in her life.
Mm-hmm.
So we specifically worked on her bedroom and worked on clearing out all the clutter and then arranging the space to symbolically welcome in a new partner.
Mm.
You know, I guess you could do that if you already have a partner and you want a new one, or if you just want to bring somebody new into your life.
Mm-hmm.
But having images Well, first, getting rid of any images that represent you not being in a loving relationship or you not being in the kind of relationship you want to be in, and putting up pictures or paintings or images of couples who are happy. And just making sure, I mean, I always tell people the first step in feng shui is always to clear out the clutter. Because once you get rid of that which you do not want and that which does not represent where you want to go, it's a lot easier to arrange what you have left to support your goals.
Okay. And just thinking of the other areas in the Bagua that folks might be thinking of, I know you had mentioned the abundance and fame relationship, and what are some of the other areas?
Prosperity. Okay, I can't remember which ones you just mentioned. Prosperity, because I try to go in order. I go in order in my head. prosperity, fame, which is more focused on your reputation and what you want to be known for. There's the relationship area. There's a health and family area, a knowledge area, creativity, which could be creativity, children, projects, helpful people, travel, and knowledge and self-cultivation, and the career area.
Okay. So a lot to work with there, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. I mean, all nine kind of represent all the aspects of your life.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Folks, we're on the air with Felicia Messina Dehaiti, who is talking about clearing your internal and external clutter to spring forward. We're coming up on spring now. This is a perfect time to release some things, to clear some clutter, to help support us in achieving that which we desire. We've been talking about the feng shui and working with the external environment. What are some tools, some other tools we can use to clear our mind clutter?
One thing that's always good to start with is some quiet time and some meditation and focusing on where do I want to be or what path do I want to follow in life? And looking at your mental clutter, think about, you know, is your schedule too full? Is your to-do list too long? Do you say yes to everybody who asked you to do something, even if it has nothing to do, even if it doesn't serve your goals? Or do you feel obligated to be on different committees and do different projects just because people ask you to do it?
Mm-hmm.
One thing you could think about with the mental clutter, ask yourself, are you judging yourself or others too much? Are there any decisions that you're putting off because you don't want to take action? And are you feeling guilty? You know, do you have a lot of guilty or blaming thoughts that kind of keep you from being more present and more joyful in your life?
A lot to consider there.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, as you were listing some of those, I was raising my hand. It's like, okay, yes, I am one of those former yes people. I'm in recovery as a yes woman. That's what I'll say. And, I was thinking about my schedule. I'm working with that now, definitely. But it can really, really impact you on so many different levels when you overbook and overcommit and overdo and, you know, then you're depleted, or at least I'll speak for myself. I know I've had moments where I've been depleted.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Okay. So finding some time for quiet, and I know some people say, well, that's easy to say, but my day is so busy. That's part of the issue, huh?
Yeah. But even, you know, even if you carve out, you know, 5 or 10 minutes when you first wake up or right before you go to bed, making time just to focus and think about, you know, how your day has gone or, you know, what's going on in your life and is it bringing you to where you want to be ultimately?
Mm-hmm. It's a good question. Those are good questions to ponder. You know, I saw that you are one of the contributors to a recently published book, Soul Whispers 3, Soul Wisdom for Living the Life of Your Dreams. Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you.
And your chapter, it's something around fear, correct?
Yes, it's called Moving Through Fear.
Mm-hmm. Okay, can that be considered clutter as well?
Yes.
Tell us more about that.
Fear can be considered a type of clutter because it's, in a way, it's keeping you from achieving your dreams. So in my chapter, I talk about my own experiences with moving through fear. And then there's some exercises about acknowledge your fears and how to kind of deconstruct them and move through, you know, figure out ways to move through them. So one exercise that's in there that's taken from the Soul Coaching 28-day program is to just sit down and make a list of your fears. You know, I am afraid of, and just make a list.
Mm.
And then after you do that, pick one thing from the list and think about, you know, what is the worst thing that could possibly result from, you know, this thing happening? So if you're afraid of, like, public speaking.
How absolutely, considering I'm a public speaking professor. Okay.
Make a list of, you know, what's the worst thing that could possibly happen? Okay, somebody might laugh at you. You might stumble over your words. You trip walking up to the podium or whatever you think might be the worst thing that could happen. And just think about, okay, so if that happens, so what? Like, is that going to be the end of your world? And a lot of times once you start writing about these things or about the fears, you're like, oh, well, that's not really that bad, you know?
mm-hmm.
So it's just, you know, it's just another thing that's like blocking you from moving forward in your life.
Okay. I had never thought about fear in those terms, but it makes perfect sense. Just going through, my mind is churning now.
Mm-hmm.
It's not feeling cluttered, but just the ideas are flowing about so many different things that come up that are cluttering us, okay? So the fear and doubt, and you had mentioned the judgment and these expectations and of saying yes all the time, et cetera, et cetera. Wow. Well, you know, your chapter sounds fascinating, and I'm wondering, how can we get a hold of a copy of the book?
You can get a copy from me. I do have copies. You can also, and you could do that by going to my website or giving me a call. My number is 202-681-6618, and my web address is www.soultransformations.org. If you go to the Soul Whispers website, you can also order from any of the soul coaches who have contributed to the book.
Okay. What are some of the other chapters in there?
Some of the other chapters are on creating a balanced life, discovering your authentic self, creating dream board for your soul, manifesting your dreams, healing through your soul, living your big sweet life, about balance, the soul's truth, loving yourself with angels. All the stories are, like, awesome, I think.
It sounds like it. That sounds like a wonderful, wonderful book.
It is. It is. I'm wow. very honored to be part of it.
Well, we will open up the phone lines one last time for any callers who have questions for Felicia Messina Dehaiti. We've been talking this evening about clearing your clutter, your internal and external clutter, to spring forward. And the call-in number is 917-889-7806. Again, that is 917-889-7806. Make sure to follow the prompt to talk to the host, and Felicia would be glad to answer any question you may have about clearing your clutter. In the meantime, do you have any upcoming events or activities we need to know about where someone might be able to catch you?
Oh, sure. I do. I actually have a 4-week spring Clear Your Clutter boot camp that I will be starting on April 10th. And it's an online class with so all the information will be sent out through email and through teleclasses. And you could get more information and sign up for that on my website.
Okay.
And prior to that, although it's not advertised yet, I will also be doing a vision board class at Holistic Dynamic in Upper Marlboro, Maryland. So as soon as that's official, it'll be on my website too.
Oh, okay, great.
And that's in Upper Marlboro, Maryland.
All right. And could you tell us again your website and other ways to contact you?
Sure. My website address is www.soultransformations.org, or you could just give me a call at 202-681-6618.
Okay, wonderful. So thank you so much for taking the time to come and talk to us on Daylight Savings Time Sunday. Perfect time to talk about how to clear internal and external clutter to spring forward. March 20th is the first of spring, and I know my partner and I did our decluttering of the vehicles. Okay, actually, I really didn't have a thing to do with it. I was at the gym. and so she decluttered our vehicles just in time for spring. It was such a beautiful day. And so the house is calling out now for some decluttering. And it's important, based on what you've told us tonight, Felicia, that it's not just limited to our physical surroundings. There are many different aspects that can be decluttered, and there are different tools that you can help folks with if they contact you to do some decluttering. Okay. So thank you all for calling. I'd like to thank all the callers who had questions and invite you to tune in again next month on the second Sunday at 6 p.m., that's Eastern Standard Time, for more mind, body, and soul food. Some of you may be aware, or some may not, that April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month. And our April show features the D.C. Rape Crisis Center's Santa Melina Marshall, who is a dear, dear friend of mine. She is the Director of Counseling and Advocacy, and she will share her organization's holistic approach to spreading awareness and facilitating healing with those impacted by sexual violence, and that includes women, children, and men, as well as the success they have had facilitating their clients' journeys from victimization to victory.
please, I invite you to visit my website, mindbodyandspiritworks.com. That's MindBodyandSpiritWorks.com. Or contact me at Tanya@mindbodyandspiritworks.com for more information about my holistic healing, teaching, and writing services, including my upcoming classes and events. I have an ongoing throat chakra celebration circle in Seabrook, Maryland. The next one is scheduled for March 29th. I also have various Reiki classes scheduled for the spring. I have my spring conscious cooking class that is upcoming, and I'll have one for the summer and again for the fall. We're doing one for each season. I'll also be at the CCBC Women's Expo in Catonsville, Maryland on March 16th. Felicia, will you be there at the expo?
Unfortunately, I will not.
Okay.
I have activities with my children that weekend.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll be there on that Saturday, March 16th, but it is going from Saturday to Sunday, $5 to get in, military free, I do believe. And so I will be doing a workshop there. You can also find information about my CD, Meditative Morsels, Prayers and Meditations for Feeding Your Mind, Body, and Soul. That's also available on iTunes and Amazon. Also on my website, you can tap into my video blog on YouTube. And you can look directly on YouTube under Throat Chakra Shaman. Also, feel free to connect with me on Facebook as Throat Chakra Shaman. Please like the Mind, Body, and Soul Food page there. And you can also like the Mind, Body, and Soul Food show here on Blog Talk. You can find me on Twitter as Fifth Chakra Shaman. And also, I am on LinkedIn. So please check in and say hello. So this evening, our gifted guest has given us so much to munch on as we spring forward. For leftovers, I will leave you with some mind, body, and soul food to go from Vanita Hampton Wright, who is author of Simple Acts of Moving Forward, a little book about getting unstuck. And she writes, "Give me the discipline to get rid of the stuff that's not important, the freedom to savor the stuff that gives me joy, and the patience not to worry about the stuff that's messy but not hurting anybody." So thank you for dropping in to dine on another delicious meal at the Mind, Body, and Soul Food table. And we hope to hear you next time.
One, two, here I go. Well, I'm a hungry woman. Feed me like I want to be fed. Yeah, I'm a hungry woman. Feed me like I want to be fed. Well, you can feed my body, but you really gotta feed my head. You know I'm hungry like a dog, like a New York City rat, a school of piranhas or a Venus flytrap. Take some hot to satisfy me, I'll eat your whole menu. But don't you dare forget, you got to feed my head too. I'm a hungry woman. Feed me like I want to be fed. Oh, give it to me, baby. Give it to me, baby. I'm a hungry woman.